There is such an incredibly subtle element in this photograph that for years in looking at this image, I didn't see it. I would bump into this from time to time. We published it in Lenswork. I've read Bill's book several times. And I was never fully aware until just recently at the angle Bill used to make this photograph. Here we have Ansel Adams, the Ansel Adams, the great master of photography, the most famous photographer that probably ever lived. And yet Bill is looking down at the great man, as you can tell by the angle of the desk. And in doing so, it creates a different kind of mood than that chin in the air, posed sort of atmosphere that we see in so many photographs of famous people. Think of those classic images of Stalin or, you know, some famous politician with their chin in the air, their head held up high, and us looking up at them as though they're on the podium, we are not worthy. Well, Ansel Adams is one of those kind of people, to lots of photographers anyway. And I can't help but think that Bill specifically chose this angle to humanize Ansel to some degree, to bring him down off the pedestal and to make him just another photographer, which of course he was, and a photographer that we can, through this photograph, relate to a little more comfortably as just another one of the guys, just a particularly talented guy with a camera, but just one of the guys telling a risque joke, not up there in the clouds, not in the ozone, but one of us. It's a subtle thing that Bill has done by choosing this camera angle, but I think it works so well, particularly if you know anything about Ansel Adams and how he is so revered in the photographic community.